On Wednesday evening, I had the privilege of attending a performance of Handel's Messiah in Poole with my mum, and it's a special tradition that we try to keep each year. The choir and the orchestra were outstanding, and we heard the story of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. His coming was foretold in the sung words of the Old Testament prophets and the New Testament writers. So as we listened to the harmony of the music, there was this second harmony going on, an echoing back and forth of the Old Testament and the New Testament, beautifully woven together by Handel in his masterpiece. That's what I'm thinking about this morning, the harmony of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it's a harmony that is also seen in some very special stained glass windows in Chartres in France, in the cathedral there. And we're going to show this picture on screen. I know you won't be able to see the detail very well at the moment, but we will show a close-up in a moment. And here in the central window, we see Mary with the child Jesus. And either side, we see the prophets and the gospel writers. And if we show the close-up picture, here we see that they are shown in a very unusual way. You have the prophets and you have the gospel writers seated on their shoulders, as if they are giving them a shoulder ride. And it's quite an amazing scene, a wonderful way of depicting this truth. If I had to give it a title, it would be something like Seated on the Shoulders of Giants. And here we see Matthew sitting on the shoulders of the prophet Isaiah. Seated on the Shoulders of Giants, echoing Sir Isaac Newton's words, who said, "If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." And these gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they saw further because they were seated on these amazing prophets. And these windows portray perfectly that continuity between the Old Testament and the New Testament. We know that Matthew quotes from the prophet Isaiah over 80 times. And today we remember again those prophets who were faithful to God, who kept on believing in God in difficult times, in dark days, believing in God's chosen one, the Messiah. And this picture speaks to me also today something about carrying and being carried. And I guess as we are 1 week away from Christmas, there's a little bit of both going on in our hearts today as we journey to Christmas. We carry joys, sorrows, hopes, and fears. And we carry others this Christmas. And I would hope others also carry us and support us too. And like the prophets, we also carry the good news. We are heralds of good news for all people. So my question today is, in our carrying and being carried, which way are you looking? We notice that the prophet Isaiah is looking upwards to God and to his promise. And I pray that we will do that in our carrying. We will look up to God, who is our strength and helps us to bear the burden. And we notice Matthew being carried, he is looking down to earth. And we know that Matthew begins his gospel not with the birth of Christ, but with the genealogy of Christ from Abraham to his earthly father, Joseph, who part of whose story we heard read to us today. Jesus is God with us here on earth, a son of man as well as the son of God. So may we also not only look up to God, but look up to where God is around us in the needs of others today. May we be down to earth this Christmas in our loving actions for others. And in all the ways we are carried and being carried and carrying others, may we see further this Christmas. May we be given a vision of what God is doing here and now. And like the stained glass window, may the light of Christ, the Christingle, shine through your life and mine to others. Amen.